Welcome to Real Life with Jenny. My name's Jenny Senapataratna. Grab your favorite drink, get a snack, and we'll get started. Today I have passion fruit tea given to me by a great friend, and I have macadamia nuts. So let's get real. You know, I think it's so important to understand scripture. Like, it is something that I think I've kind of taken for granted most of my life. And so I want to tell you a couple stories to just kind of express what I'm feeling about scripture right now. So many years ago, I feel like I'm like, roll back time before there were cell phones. I'm not even sure there were cell phones at this point. At least I wasn't cool enough to have a cell phone. Back when we were first married, I was 21 years old. And before we got married, I had been on a plane twice. Once I went up to Bemidji, Minnesota, and the second time I went down to Florida. So I had been on a plane. I was experienced. I knew how to fly. And now I'm going, I can't even tell you how many times I was on a plane last year. That's okay. So my mother and father-in-law said that they would take us to Sri Lanka. So we went all the way around the world. And I've talked a little bit about that flight and the craziness that it was for me. But I got off in this gorgeous country that was nothing like Minnesota. I mean, there were people and there were cars, but other than that, there was no other similarities. It was a unique situation in my life that I just can never forget. And as we were there, you know, we got to go see things and experience things, but there was a life-changing moment for me one day that I will never forget. And so we went up to a town called Kandy. It's where my husband lived for a while. And we went to this market and they had fresh fruit and spices and fish. And I actually have a picture. And every time I see this picture of myself, I remember the smell in the fish market. It's like it just wafts back to me at that moment because you can see the smell in my face. And that day we went to a hotel where my husband did his PE classes. They actually had a pool. And so he was homeschooled while he was in Sri Lanka, and my mother-in-law would take him there to go swimming. And that day there were some people standing outside selling trinkets, pieces of cloth and little, not ceramic, but like little brass figurines and things carved out of bamboo and different stuff like that. But there was one gentleman that had these gorgeous kind of dyed pieces of fabric. And on it was a man fishing the way they do in Sri Lanka. They stand on a pole out in the ocean with, you know, with their fishing pole, and it's just a beautiful sight. And on it, it said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack for nothing." And I looked at Kevin and I was like, what is a scripture verse? Like, I don't have any idea. Okay, it said Psalms 23:1, like I knew that, but I had memorized Psalms 23 and have memorized a ton of scripture. But at that point, I had memorized Psalms 23, and I'm like, that's not what that verse says. And I remember as a kid getting really frustrated with Psalms 23, because to me, it was, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I'm like, why is David, or whoever wrote the psalm, saying, "The Lord's my shepherd, and I don't want him"? It didn't make sense to me. And I saw this this piece of fabric, and I still actually have it up in my bathroom 27 years later. It is no longer as vivid and colorful as it was then. But I remember going, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack for nothing." Oh, that's what that verse means. Like, it was just a light bulb moment. And the entire scripture changed for me at that point. Not just Psalms 23. Yes, Psalms 23 changed for me, because then I started going into all the different translations. And "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, he is my provider. The Lord is my shepherd, he will take care of me." Like, I was like, this is what they're saying. The Lord is the one who's going to provide and take care of me. He will lead me beside still waters. He will restore my soul. He cares for me. And it just took on a totally different meaning. And I think so often as we walk through scripture and we hear scripture spouted off, or we just get a snippet of it on Facebook or on Instagram, you know, those kind of places, you just see one little piece of it. It's really hard to understand scripture sometimes. And when you walk through your life, not fully understanding what that scripture means, it can be kind of irrelevant. Because I remember, honestly, it was 21 years, guys, like, how embarrassing is that? That I was 21 years old before I understood that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack for nothing. I really thought the Lord is my shepherd and I don't want him. I honestly did. And so I think that we have to be a little more cautious about how we think of scripture. We can't just take it sometimes at face value. Sometimes we got to dig in and find out what the real meaning of it is. Because the deeper we dig, the more that we find gem and beautiful gold and silver and things that will add to our lives. There are scriptures in the Bible that, you know, I'm like, I know God adds every year. I'm sure that he's like, you know, I'm just going to make a new verse for Jenny because she has no idea this is here. And I'll dig into something and I'll be like, wow, that's life changing. And so I would just want to encourage you to understand scripture and get deep into it because it can be life-changing. It was for me that day. And I'll be honest, every once in a while, because that piece of fabric is in our back area by our bedroom, and I see it almost every day, and I go, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall lack for nothing because he loves me. He wants what's best for me. And it's a constant reminder of how God feels about me. And so when that happens and you understand scripture, it can really change your everyday. Now, my second story is a little bit different. not maybe as profound and life-changing, but there was a time in my life that I decided I was going to be a runner. I know you are like, of course you're a runner, Jenny. That's just makes complete sense. But I was like, I want to run. I want wind whipping through my hair. And I want to get those medals and run 5Ks and run marathons. And I was like, this is going to be me. I had just decided. And so I signed up for my first 5K. Now my husband had run a 5K like a year earlier. And I'm like, he's not going to beat me. I'm going to do this too. And so I signed up for my 5K. And I actually conned my husband into it very last minute to do it with me because I was like, I don't want to do this by myself. Poor guy. You know, if you ever have an extra moment, pray for Kevin because he has to live with me. But I trained for the 5K, but I trained inside. I trained on a treadmill and I was like, I can totally do this. And here we go. So the day of the 5K shows up and I'm like, I totally got this. I'm in line with everybody else. I've got my little thing pinned in myself. I've got a number. Like, I am ready. I mean, there was nobody else at that place that could have beat me. And I ran the minute that they said go or shot. I don't know what they did. I don't honestly remember. I probably blanked it out. And I took off and I'm jogging, not running because there was no running. And I ran for about 23 seconds. And then I was done. There was no more. I was like, oh my, I just used all my energy that I should have probably. So I kept walking pretty fast. And my husband was, you know, like, what's going on? I said, go ahead, you go finish. Because he was not going to, like, he went more than 23 seconds jogging or running or whatever you want to say. I felt like I was running. I'm pretty sure it was like a slow motion turtle. I'm sure. Anyway, so he takes off and I am, because we went with the runners and then the walkers were behind us. And so I went and you had to walk around or jog or whatever around this lake three times. And by the first time around, I was done. I'm telling you, it was like one of those cartoons that you see, like steam coming out of my ears. Like, it was just a horrible sight. And at this point, I've gone around once. I'm going around the second time. And about halfway through my second time, all the walkers have now passed me. And that is when I had to dig deep. I had to make a decision. Was I going to go down around 1.5 more times? Because I'm around about 1.5. I have no more energy. Imagine me putting my hands on my knees and my head down like they do when you see people exhausted and it's somehow supposed to give them strength. It did not give me strength. I was like, I could just stay like this and be fine. Like, that did not help. And I had to dig real deep and say, do I want to finish this? This was my goal. Or do I want to just pack it up and I can get out of here real quick? There's a pretty quick exit over here. And I dug deep. And the way I dug deep is scripture. It sounds really weird. And I know sometimes you take things out of context, but at that point, that's what I needed. And I quoted over and over and over and over again, though, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And there were times as I was saying that verse that I said it over. There was not a beat that I was not saying that verse because I needed his strength, that I had tears running down my face. I know you're like, Jenny, it's a 5K, but I'm not a fit person, guys. Like, this is outside my comfort zone. And I had used all my energy in that first 23 seconds. To try to be cool. My husband's long gone. Like, he is fully, like, probably having a hot dog at the end. Like, I don't know what he was doing. And so I'm going around this circle for the 1.5 more times going, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it was a strengthener. I be completely honest with you. It was God met me there. And it was a intimate, close time that I had with the Lord because I was relying on him to help me finish. Was it something that I needed to finish? No, not really. I mean, it wasn't going to be a make or break in my life. But I knew that was something I wanted to finish, and God was like, hey, I'll help you. And I really felt him walk around that 1.5 times, and then he had to go straight stretch. And as I'm walking down that straight stretch, I keep thinking, the end's got to be near. Like, I've already done all the work, right? The end's got to be near. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And my husband actually walked halfway back and said, we were worried about you. No one knew where you were because everybody else is finished. There is no one else. Jenny, are you okay? And then he finished the 5K with me. And it was one of those moments when I crossed that finish line. Honestly, I don't even know that there was a finish line left because everybody was gone. And that's okay. It's kind of embarrassing, but that's fine. But it was, I knew that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I knew that it was not just a scripture verse. It was a life verse. And it was a verse that no matter how tough life gets, God would come in and stand beside me and say, you can do this. I will give you the strength. I will give you that. And the reason that I was able to pull that verse out is because I had spent time in the Word and I had memorized the Word of God. And I just want to encourage you. The older we get, the less we do when it comes to Bible memorization. I just find across the table that I know for me, that's 100%. I went to a private school and then I went to Sunday school and then I went to MPACT and I memorized a ton of scripture because I knew the last class I wanted to fail in elementary, middle school and high school was Bible. I'm like, this is the one thing I could be good at. I'm not good at any of the other subjects, but I could be good at Bible. And I knew how to memorize. So I memorized a ton of scripture. Not every year did I get an A, because some years I was like, yeah, I don't really care. But I knew I could memorize scripture. And I memorized a lot of scripture when I was a child. And it has stuck with me. And I go over it quite often because you can lose it, right? Now, I don't necessarily go over the big passages because every year we had to memorize like 1 Corinthians 13 and Psalms 23. So first through sixth grade, we memorized big chunks of scripture along with every single week we learned scripture. But it is such a key element in my life now that I will be in a situation that I don't know what to do. And God will drop that verse back into my heart and go, remember this verse? Be strong and courageous. I will be with you. And you're like, oh, okay, that's great. You know, that's exactly what I needed right now. Or like I said, when I was walking around, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And of course, none of them are popping up right now, but it was really important as I'm finishing this up. It's really, really important for you to understand scripture and to memorize scripture because they are life changing in your everyday moments. They are not just for Sundays. They are not just for when you're witnessing to other people. They are not just so you can prove your point in an argument with someone else. They are life changing everyday moments that the Lord wants to spend to show you how much He loves you and give you direction and hope in the midst of your chaotic world. God wants to drop that verse back into your life that you completely understand because you've researched it and you've gone in and you've gone, what does this really mean? And it becomes true and alive again for you. And that's my prayer. My prayer is that scripture becomes true and alive in your life and that you spend more time in it. Well, you can find me at Real Life with Jenny on Instagram, Facebook, and Be Real. You can also find me at christconnection.cc/Jen. All of my info's there. I am super excited about what God's doing in 2024. And I pray that you would subscribe to this, that you would start memorizing your scriptures, that you would start knowing what the scriptures meant. Don't live in ignorance. Understand what the scriptures mean. And that you would share this with other people. You all have a great day.